We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Joe.
Ray, we're going to talk a little springtime here because annual Connecticut Flower and Garden Show is this weekend at the Connecticut Convention Center. Christy Gonzalez is the producer for that. Christy, good morning. How are you?
Christy.
Good morning. How are you today?
So as a producer, do you have to grow all the flowers? Is that what that is?
No, I put the whole entire event together. I coordinate all the booths, the landscapes, the Federated Garden Club, the seminar speakers. I do grow the sod for the landscape exhibit at our farm.
No. Wait a minute. You grow the sod?
Well, I shouldn't say grow it. We order it around Thanksgiving, and we get the last cutting, and then we put it into our greenhouse, and we take care of it.
This
from
is
November
always
until February.
This has always been so popular. It's kind of like people are sick of winter already, even though we've got 6 weeks left or so to go.
Yikes.
And they're looking forward to the springtime. How do you keep the show fresh every year?
The landscapes change every single year. Every exhibitor that is there has a different size booth space. We change up the floor plan. The Federated Garden Clubs of Connecticut also brings in hundreds of designs and horticulture pieces, and those change every single year as well. Their theme this year is April in Paris.
Yeah.
So it's always something different. The garden centers always have the newest varieties of plants and seeds, so those are always changing as well. We have some great exhibits this year.
Christy, by the way, if you guys want more information, you do have a bunch. You know, it's educational and fun, or fun and educational. In that ctflowershow.com, you can look at various seminars. And, I mean, you're covering everything. You really are.
We do have a great lineup of speakers this year. Most of them are internationally known. Many of them are local Connecticut authors as well. So you can learn about tomatoes, how to start your seeds, organics. There's really something for everybody. House plants this year is a big comeback as well.
Well, go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead, Remy.
Well, no, I was just saying, the weird thing is, you know, you're going to go in there, you're going to get all pumped up, you're going to see all these beautiful gardens and all this stuff, and then you're going to walk outside, you know. And it's, so, but this will give you stuff ready to go come spring, right?
Absolutely. It's a tease of spring. It smells like spring. It sounds like
it does.
Spring. But also, now is the time to start planting your gardens, getting some of your seeds going. So really, it's the perfect time of year.
Okay.
It's a favorite for everyone.
What does Connecticut do best when it comes to flowers and gardening? I mean, if you were pushing the state on people to explain our strengths when it comes to this, Christy, what would you emphasize?
I believe that Connecticut has one of the largest based wholesale growers in Connecticut. We have one of the largest populated areas of greenhouses and wholesalers all over. Cheshire is a huge industry. You know, they have a great industry there as well. So we really, our show encompasses folks from throughout the country selling different types of products. But really, the landscape portion and the Federated Garden Club exhibits encompass everyone from the state. We have Sandbridge Nursery from Greenwich this year doing a huge display. And then we have folks from Terryville Pondering Creations. So we really bring in everyone.
Now, do you have a green thumb yourself?
Yeah, how about you?
You have a green thumb?
Not really.
But you're good at sod. You're good at sod. Okay, so you got the sod thing now.
My partner is a little bit better at the sod than I am. He's been taking care of it for me. But we try.
Hey, I'm looking at some of the events you have. I really like these seminars. In fact, you have one, and this has become a craze, let's say, over the past 10 years, I suppose. And that, of course, is the whole chicken thing, raising chickens in your yard. And you're going to have actually a talk on that Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, we will. Amanda Morris is going to be speaking about backyard chickens and how good they are for the environment and local grown.
Yeah. Well, and you get eggs, you know, so you get eggs. So you got that going for you, which is nice too.
And this is a labor of love for you, right? This was handed down from your folks.
Yes, my dad started the show back 38 years ago.
Oh, George! I mean, George, you've lived in Connecticut for more than a week. You know George's name. When people come, what's the thing that you find? And we're going to be, by the way, Len is going to have somebody wander, one of his minions wandering around on the floor during Garden Talk on Saturday. Okay. When people come, Christy, what kind of things do they go to right away to kind of check out and see what's happening?
The landscape area is definitely the most popular when folks come in, and I enjoy just looking at their faces when they walk in because you can just see them go, oh, wow, this is great. How do they bring all these flowers and plants in full bloom in the middle of February? The landscapers spend a fortune getting plant material, forcing it in their greenhouses. So each individual exhibitor puts a lot of effort into it, so it's not just myself. Ooh. And they really do a fantastic job.
You also have a talk about some of the things you put in the backyard, including water gardens and things of that sort. How cool is that? That'd be just wonderful.
They're beautiful, and they're very relaxing when you come into the show as well. You just kind of can
listen
to the waterfalls and have. We have a lot of seating as well this year. We have a great garden cafe.
That's just good.
We should get one in our studio. Can you arrange to have one put in our studio?
Yeah, we'd love it.
Because we could use soothing stuff in here.
Put a water feature.
It's Thursday from 10 to 7, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 8, and Sunday from 10 to 5. It's the annual, what is it, 38th, Christy?
38th annual, yeah.
38th annual Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, and Christy Gonzalez is the show producer. We hope you get great weather so a lot of people turn out. Christy, thanks for the time.
It's odd. Bad weather is actually good for you. So there we go. CTFlowerShow.com, CTFlowerShow.com. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
It is fun, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds good. And again, we'll have Len will have somebody there.
Somebody roaming around.
Yeah, somebody roaming around. They were talking about it a couple weeks ago. So.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.